Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Jupiter Wagons Limited Q4 FY23 Investors Conference Call hosted by Systematix Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Agarwal from Systematix Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us today on the fourth quarter and fiscal 2023 earnings call of Jupiter Wagons Limited. On behalf of Systematix, I would like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host this earnings call. Today, we have with us Mr. Vivek Lohia, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Keshri, Chief Financial Officer. I will now hand over the call to the management to give the opening remarks, and after that, we can open it up for Q&A. Thanks, and with that, over to you, Vivek.
Thank you, Siddharth, for the introduction. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to join us for the Q4 FY23 earnings call. The results were declared yesterday, and I hope that each one of you had the opportunity to review them. FY23 has been the best year in the history of Jupiter Wagons Limited, as we registered the highest ever annual revenue, EBITDA, and profit after tax. Importantly, we continue to witness strong growth momentum as the total income of rupees 2,074 crores in FY23 was higher by 75% on a year-on-year basis. EBITDA of rupees 259 crores was higher by 120% on a year-on-year basis. EBITDA margin has expanded 260 basis points from 9.9% in FY22 to 12.5% in FY23. I'm sure all of you have noticed that we delivered an industry-leading EBITDA margin of 12.5%. PAT was rupees 125 crores, and PAT grew 151% on a year-on-year basis. Recognizing this performance, our board of directors has recommended the maiden dividend for the company of 50 paise per of a face value of rupees 10. A quick word on our quarterly performance. Total income was rupees 713 crore in Q4 quarter, higher by 90% on a year-on-year basis. EBITDA was higher by 191% on a year-on-year basis at 94 crores. The EBITDA margin in Q4 was 13.2%, higher than the full year margin of 12.5%, indicating the direction we can further improve upon our industry-leading margin profile. Profit after tax of rupees 41 crore is nearly three times the PAT in Q4 last year. A recent development that I wish to highlight is the successful fundraise of rupees 125 crore through a QIP offering earlier this month. The QIP received an overwhelming response from marquee investors such as Tata Mutual Fund, Ananta Capital, and ITI Mutual Fund, to name a few. The fund raised through QIP will be utilized for the acquisition of Stone India, working capital optimization, and other corporate purposes, thereby fueling our growth. We are highly excited about our growth prospects given the unprecedented investment lined up across the country to address the shortfall in infrastructure and cater to the demand for more efficient and competitive mobility solutions. I will now give you the outlook for each of our business lines. The Indian Railway has made significant investments in its development, including rail track signaling systems, terminals, and more. These investments are aimed at expanding. However, to fully utilize the planned infrastructure, the Indian Railways need to increase the wagon capacity. Currently, the wagon fleet size stands at about 300,000 units as of 2020. According to forecast by the National Rail Plan, the total wagon fleet size required is estimated to be around 550,000 units by 2031 and 100,000 units by 2051. This means that there is a projected incremental demand of approximately 2.5 lakh units by 2031 and 7.5 lakh units by 2051. The current capacity of wagon manufacturers in India is around 30,000 units per year. However, this capacity has been significantly underutilized as Indian Railway has been procuring an average of 8,200 annually over the past 6 years. In the fiscal year 2022-23, there was a plan to procure 90,000 wagons over a period of 39 months, which translates to approximately 1,000 wagons per year for the next 3 years. Thus, the visibility of government ordering is high, as multiple tenders, including a large global tender, is likely to be launched in the next 3 to 6 months. These tenders are expected to amount to a requirement of around 60 to 80,000 wagons in aggregate. This aims to utilize the existing manufacturing capacity consistently and effectively. Following a prolonged period of slow growth, the wagon industry has experienced a revival driven by government's emphasis on infrastructure development and expanding capacity. Currently, approximately 30 to 35% of our wagon order book consists of private sector orders. As a result, the freight wagon business continues to enjoy high visibility and will sustain at this level and momentum from the private sector, and we expect this to continue for the next couple of years. Our breakers business is expected to generate initial revenues in FY23-24 as orders have already been received and execution has commenced. We expect to scale up order bookings and generate annual revenues of 200 to 250 crores within 2 years of commencement of business, with equal contribution both from domestic as well as from the export markets. We had discussed our braking system business last quarter. I'm happy to inform you that in the braking system business, orders have been received for supply of manufacturing of brakes for passenger coaches. The first order for freight brake system has also been received from Indian Railways. We are looking on certification of brake systems for freight wagons, which allow it to cater to requirements of Indian Railways freight division as well as our own captive requirements. We aspire to generate a revenue run rate of 250 to 300 crores per annum from this business by the end of 24-25. Both the brake business, that is brake disc, as well as the braking system have potential to scale to a combined revenue of about 500 crores over the next 2 years. The electric vehicle market in India is experiencing rapid growth, and with much of the focus on passenger vehicles, 2- and 3-wheelers. In January at the Auto Expo in New Delhi, we launched 2 electric LCVs. These vehicles have received an overwhelming positive response. Jupiter Electric Mobility, the commercial electric division of Jupiter Wagons, aims to establish itself as the leading player in India's commercial electric vehicle segment. Our strategic alliance and partnership with Green Power has played a pivotal role in our progress. With the introduction of GEM Tej and EV Star CC, Jupiter Group is entering a new era in the EV market. These ELCVs are powered by batteries and offer a range of 80 to 250 kilometers on a single charge. Our commercial production is scheduled to commence in the fourth quarter of 2024, marking an important milestone for us. Looking ahead, we have a vision to develop a comprehensive range of electric vehicles and are evaluating partnerships in order to widen the range of products. For the near term, the focus will be to develop a portfolio of three to four vehicles with payload capacity between 1 to 5 tons. To summarize our position, the order book continues to remain strong at about 6,000 crores as on March 31st, 2023. Currently, we have a high visibility in terms of our growth at nearly three times the annual revenue of 2,000 crores in FY 2023. With this, I would like to take the opportunity to open it to the forum for any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take the first question from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Congrats for a very good set of numbers. Sir, my first question is on the order book. On 5,800 crore order book, say 6,000 crore, can you please bifurcate it into various segments, please?
Good evening, Ankur. Thank you for your question. As I've told you, the order book is about 6,000 crores, out of which 5,000 crores is for wagons. The balance order book is mainly for our CV business as well as the container business. There is, as I've told, we have already started getting some order books on the brake systems also. That would right now constitute a very small number, which will increase in the subsequent quarters.
Yeah, it includes the CMS crossing also.
Yeah, this also includes an order book of about 200 crores for CMS, weldable CMS crossings.
Sure, sir. Sir, on execution, can you please explain how much timeline? Because in the last call, I think we said that 60% of the order book will be executed in the next year, FY 2024. Is that still holds?
I don't know in terms of percentage, but right now, we are supplying on an average, last year we supplied about 450-500 wagons to the railways per month. Now we have already scaled up our supplies to about close to 600 wagons. The target is that before end of the year, we will go up to close to 700 wagons every month.
Got it. Got it, sir. Thank you. I'll join back with you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. In the presentation, you have mentioned about the new wagon tender for 50,000-80,000 wagons. My first question is whether it will come in Q2 or Q3, and after the tender is floated, how much time will it take? As in, you know, by when will the order get finalized?
Okay. Yeah, thank you for your question. We expect the tenders to come out in the next three to four months. Generally, typically, the government doesn't take very long to finalize the tenders. Within three to four months, they tend to finalize the tenders. We expect the orders to come either in Q, depending upon when the tender is out, either in Q2 or Q3, we expect railways to give us the orders.
Okay. And my second question is on the private sector ordering. So how is the ordering scenario looking like from the private sector? And you know, if you can share our order intake from private players in FY23, and how does that compare with the previous 3 to 4 years?
So what we are seeing is that the order book from the private sector is being very consistent, and there is a lot of visibility still. So we have, as we have already mentioned, that for FY23 our order book capacity is fully utilized. So now we have already started getting orders from the private sector for FY24, and you know, we don't see much of a slowdown, and on the contrary, I see a very strong uptake in order book for the next year.
Oh, okay. So like in FY23, our order intake was higher than, you know, what we had in FY20, 21, 22 from the private side?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay. And lastly, sir, on the GPWIS scheme, so, you know, the government has halted this scheme. So what are your views on that? And do you expect the government to come out with a new scheme, or how do you see it?
Can you please repeat the question? I could not follow it.
On the GPWIS scheme.
Okay. So, I understood. So see, the GPWIS scheme just pertains to one type of wagon, that is the box and wagon. So there is a misconception that the government has banned private sector from placing orders for all the types of wagon. That is not true. We are seeing a very robust demand which is coming for, say, container wagons, the automobile wagons, for carrying wagons for coils, wagon requirements from the cement sector. And even when you look at the requirements under the GPWIS scheme, that is the box and wagon, the whole idea of the government is that there is a pending, they have already given permissions for about close to 500, anything between 300 to 500 rakes. That is the number which the Railway Ministry is saying. So their idea is that for the next 2 years, they want these rakes to be inducted. So that is close to about 30,000 odd wagons, which is a substantial number. So they want these wagons to be inducted before they give new permissions. So it's not that they have banned these private sector wagons to be inducted. The whole idea is that there is a huge backlog which is there. So they wanted that backlog to first get fulfilled before they give fresh permissions.
Okay, that was helpful, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Naitik Mohata from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is regarding our JV DAPO, which is for the brake systems. So we were under the impression that the brake system JV would ramp up pretty quickly, as almost 200-250 crores of brake systems are needed by Jupiter Wagon for self-consumption as well. And the opening remarks were probably like 200-250 crore run rate in a 2-year, 3-year period. So could you just explain more on that?
No, it wasn't in the 2-year, 3-year. But what we are talking about, a 250 run rate next year itself in FY24. 24, what I mean to say, the financial year 24-25, we are saying that we will ramp up to 250 crores. What I said in my opening remark is that we have already got the certification for the passenger coach business, where we will start now booking orders from Indian Railways, and execution has already started this year itself. But then obviously, since the orders will start coming this year, majority of the executions you will see in the next financial year. And on the freight side of the business, as I have stated, that we expect to get a final certification by the end of next year. End of this, sorry, end of this year. So you will start seeing the execution again happening next year, where majority of the captive business will start getting reflected.
So, sir, what you are saying is we can expect somewhere around 200-250 crores of revenue out of this in FY 2024 itself?
Financial year 2024-25.
Okay. And sir, in financial year 2023-24?
2024 is, as I have told you, that we are basically, this is the year where we will start getting the order books from railways. So I cannot give you exact numbers, but from quarter three onwards, you will start seeing execution happening. But for the next financial year, I can definitely give you indication in terms of our revenues because we will have order books in hand. So you have to appreciate that we cannot predict exactly when the tenders will come out and when will the railway workshops finalize those tenders. So we expect the tenders to start coming out from July and August. And then as and when they finalize it, then we will start our execution.
Right, sir. So also, sir, what is the kind of investment that we have undertaken for the brake systems JV and considering the capacity that we have put up? So what kind of peak revenues do you think can be generated from the segment?
So as I have told earlier also, most of the investments which are needed in the JV has already been done. Incrementally, we are looking at about from Jupiter's side, an incremental investment of about 50-odd crores because, as you would appreciate, it's a 50-50 JV. So our partners will be equally contributing in terms of investments. And we are looking in the next 2 to 3 years, we are looking at the business of we have enough capacity built in for the revenues to go up to about 1,000-odd crores.
Okay. That's pretty much. Secondly, sir, regarding our acquisition of Stone India, so if you could give any updates, what the acquisition process is looking like and when can we start some production there?
So we are very, very hopeful that we will get the final orders very soon. So again, very difficult to predict the timelines when it comes to the judiciary, but I think we are very confident that in the next 1-2 months, we will get the final orders. And our roadmap is also pretty clear. I think once we get the acquisition within 2 quarters, we'll be in a position to start the commercial production.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll get back on the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Jay Shah from OHM Portfolio. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. I have never looked at this company before, so I'm really surprised at the EBITDA contribution margin of 12.5%, which is industry-leading. And I see that all the peers are earning EBITDAs of between 5%-8%. And secondly, your asset turnover ratio also looks very high. So could you please explain what is differentiating Jupiter Wagons from the rest?
Okay. Yeah, thank you for your question. I think first is that we have a very integrated operation. I think that is very. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, first, I think we have a very integrated operation. I think compared to. I think there's some.
Sir, just give me one moment. So please go ahead now.
Yes. Sorry for the interruption. So one is that obviously we have a very integrated operation when it comes to comparison between our peers. And then secondly, I think in terms of our order book also, we are very very selective when it comes to our order book. And we have been very focused on execution. I think these are the things which separate us from our competition.
Yeah, but these are all tender orders, right? So I thought that margins can't be so different between.
As I told you, it is, you know, how it's about the speed of execution and the integration. So I think that is where the major difference is. And then if you look at our order books, we have a very strong order book from the private sector. I think where, you know, we are making much more specialized kind of wagons. And we have a, if you look at the range of wagons also which we produce compared to our peers, we are producing same volume of wagons. We are producing one of the highest wagons in the industry, but we have a very vast range of wagons. So that also helps us in our margins.
So does it imply that your private sector business is at, say, roughly around 15% to 20% margin? The government business would be at lower margin.
No. I would not say that. So what I'm trying to say is that we are making much more specialized wagons compared to when the government places orders for wagons, they generally place orders for very standardized kind of wagons. Whereas compared to our peers, we make much more specialized wagons. So that definitely helps in our margins. And as I've told you very clearly that our integration is much more stronger than our peers. So, and as well as our execution. So that definitely contributes to our margin.
And can you talk on the asset turn as well? Because your gross block also is pretty low.
I think that is a question you have to ask my competition rather than, asking us. So as I've told you, we run a very tight ship and for us, execution is the key. So maybe I think that's where we are differentiating ourselves. So, but I think you have to ask the competition this question more than us.
Thank you. And over the next 2-3 years, would your revenue mix look very different when the other businesses scale up?
As I have told you, we are ramping our production capacity. So obviously, that will consumerate in the revenue numbers also. And as we are adding the brake business, and obviously on the freight side, the brake becomes captive for the wagon business. So that will also reflect on the margins.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll take my other questions offline.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes. Sir, in terms of last year's revenue, 2,000 odd crore, can we say that wagon would be around 1,600 crores?
Yes, I think that's the right statement.
Got it, sir. And sir, on tax rate, can you comment? Last year was quite high. So is it like we had past losses and that is gone?
So I will pass the line to my CFO.
This year our tax is coming at a 49%. If you calculate, but actually we have opted the 25% from this year onwards, and after the merger, we filed the revised return of the earlier year also from the 1st October 2019 and operate the 25% rate of tax. So if you see, if you calculate the tax at the 25%, it would come to around 52 crores on our PBT. And there are the deferred tax charges are charged. This generally arise due to the prior year brought forward losses, which we had adjusted against the our old two years. And second is the due to change in the tax rate. Earlier last year, when we close our books of accounts of March 2022, we considered the deferred tax at 33%. And this year 25%, so there is a charge of that 10% extra. So around 25 crores is the deferred tax charge, and again the 5-6 crores is non-deductible expenses on which the deferred tax has been created. So it comes to around 80 crores, which come in around 49%, but onwards it will come to 25%.
For FY24, it will be 25%.
Yes.
Got it. And sir, one last question. In railway wagon, we did 1,532 in Q4, so like 500 per month. Now we are saying we have moved to 600 monthly run rate. So is it like from the April we have moved to 1,500 or like we moved earlier?
No, so what when I'm talking about 600 odd wagons, we have already started executing that kind of numbers every month.
Got it, sir. And any commentary on margins, because you earlier also mentioned that we are the best and we expect to stay the best. So any commentary on that front?
So I think the margins will in FY24 will continue to remain the same. And as I have told earlier that, as and when the brake business starts contributing, you will find some incremental increase in margins.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alisha Mahavala from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. So, a couple of questions. One, what is the total wagon capacity currently?
It's about 7,400 wagons.
And for the year,
7,400 wagons annual, that's the annual capacity.
Okay, and are we looking at adding any more capacity on the wagon side in the next 2 years?
Yeah, as I've told clearly that we are already in the process of adding additional capacity. So last year, if you see, we were executing about on an average about 450-500 wagons per month, which we are now ramped it up to about 600 wagons. And the idea is that before end of the year, we want to take this to about 750 wagons.
Okay, that's significant from where we were at last year. And in the 4,300-4,400 wagons that we did for the current year in FY23, how much was for Indian Railways and how much was private?
So I think about last year, about 60% was Indian Railways and about 40% was private.
And the capacity expansion that we're doing, we're already at 600, talking of going to 750. Is this largely because we're seeing demand on the Indian Railway side, or do we expect the split between Indian Railways and private to continue to be 60-40?
No, obviously this is because we expect, as I've told at the very beginning, that we expect a sizable order book coming from Indian Railways. So we want to expand our capacity to meet those requirements. And also we are seeing a huge traction from the private sector also. So it is to cater to both the demands.
So, and is there any margin difference between the two?
Nothing very significant. Only thing is that, on the private side, the wagons, we do much more specialized wagons. So definitely, the more specialized wagons you execute, so the margins are slightly better in those.
Got it. And what is the total CapEx that we're looking to do for FY24? Is there any CapEx left for brake systems or brake disc? And you did mention the increased capacity for wagons. So what is the CapEx plan?
So as stated earlier on the brake side, we are looking at about a 50-odd crore of CapEx going forward. And besides that, on Stone India, the acquisition cost would be about 25-odd crores, and we are looking at additional CapEx of about 30-odd crores there to modernize the facilities and start operations. Beyond that, again, on the wagon side, definitely there will be an incremental CapEx of about 100 crores-200 crores.
How do we plan to fund this almost 350 crore of CapEx that we're planning to do in FY24?
So as you can see from our cash flow numbers, in the next 2 years, we expect to generate a sizable cash flow. And also, we have raised about 100-odd crores, 125 crores from our QIP. So I think both put together would be sufficient.
We're not looking at any incremental debt.
No, we are not looking at any incremental debt at all.
Sure. And you said the Indian Railways order that we got on the brake side, did it contribute to anything in Q4?
So we already have orders of brake discs of about 30-odd crores, which we have started executing. On the brake systems, as I have told you, we recently, about 2 months back, got our final approval. So we are waiting for the next tender cycle, which we expect to start from July, August onwards. So that's when we will start building on that order book. And I think you will start seeing the execution happening.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir. We are losing your audio in between.
Yeah. So I'm very sorry for the disruption in my voice communication. So as I told you, on the CapEx, we are not looking to raise any debt, and we have quite strong cash flows as well as the money we have raised in QIP. I think that would be sufficient for us to fund all our CapEx requirements for the next 2 years.
Sir, I got that. I think what I couldn't hear was on the brake disc and the brake system side, did brake disc contribute anything in Q4? And I think you will explain that brake systems should only contribute in H2 of next year. So if you could just re-explain that part.
So brake disc, already the contribution is about around 7-odd crores, and we have an order book of about 30 crores already, and which we are executing. And next year, we expect the order execution to be about close to 100-odd crores on the brake disc because we are continuously building on the order book. On the brake systems, as I have told you, that we recently got our approvals, and we expect the tenders to start coming in around July and August. So that is when we will start getting orders, and execution will start either in the end of third quarter or beginning fourth quarter.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, and best of luck.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone phone. We take the next question from the line of Anik Mitra from Finartha. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thanks for taking my question. Sir, according to your commentary, your current run rate is 7,400 wagons per annum, and you are planning to extend it to around 8,400 per annum. So with this run rate.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir. We are unable to hear you.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So what I was stating is that our rated capacity is 7,400,
But last year we were on an average we executed between 450 to 500 wagons, and this year we have now ramped it up to about 600 wagons we are executing every month. And we are now building in further capacity, and we want to take it up to, by end of this year, we want to go up to 750 wagons.
Okay, sir. Now, if we consider 600 odd wagons in this year, in FY24, so it will be around 7,200 wagons in FY24. So what is the timeline for execution of your current order book of Indian Railway?
So the Indian Railway order book, we are planning about 70% in this financial year itself.
Sir, I couldn't get you. Your voice is breaking.
Yeah.
Sir, 50% in this financial year?
Yeah, about 70% of the Indian Railway order book we plan to execute in this financial year itself.
Okay. So, sir, in that case, like with private order book and your current Indian Railway order book, is your facility totally occupied at least till end of this year? Am I correct?
Yes. No. So, right now, whatever order books which we have, if we don't add also any further order books, it keeps our facility occupied for the next about 18 months.
18 months. Okay. Now, sir, based on the previous tender, what Indian Railway floated, so Indian Railway has given the order to those facilities who have the existing capacity. Now, my question is, as in next 3 to 6 months, another global tender is expected to be floated by Indian Railway. So, sir, how you are poised to capture that opportunity?
So, we already have sizes. So, if you look at our capacity today, our rated capacity is 7,400 wagons, and if you look at generally the tender order cycle is for 3 years. If you calculate on that basis, today our capacity, the Indian Railway rated capacity is about 24,000 wagons. And as I have told you that compared to our peers, we are executing most of our order book. So today if you look at our capacity, we have the maximum available capacity for Indian Railways to place orders. Because we have complete free, whereas if you look at our peers, they have order book to take another 2 years to execute. So they don't have additional capacities which are there.
Okay, that means, sir, you have that additional capacities to capture the new tender.
Yes, yes. That is what I am trying to say at the very beginning, that the new tenders which are coming and where we expect quite a sizable order book from the same.
Okay. Sir, my next question is, what is the average differential of margin between government and private wagons?
Again, it's a very difficult question to answer because it depends on the types of wagons which are there, and there are a lot of other factors. So, it's a question which is very difficult for me to answer.
Okay, sir. Got it. And sir, another question is regarding ELCV. Sir, in ELCV business, are you assembling the parts, whatever the components are required, or let's say battery, or are you building, manufacturing everything in-house?
No. So today nobody manufactures 100% in-house. Obviously it's a combination. A lot of the parts we outsource also, and a lot of the parts we manufacture ourselves also. It's a mix of everything.
Which parts you are manufacturing? Which components you are manufacturing in-house?
So right now I'm not at liberty to disclose that, but if needed we will disclose that at a later time. But what I can tell you is that when a vehicle will be launched, it will be with 90% localization.
90% localization means from Indian vendor, whether it is you or some other Indian vendor.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, in terms of battery system, if you disclose something, if you don't have
the battery system, also will be made in India only.
Made in India only. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Fine. Thank you. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Pankaj from Affluent Asset. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks a lot for taking my question. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
So I wanted to understand, have a better understanding about braking system. So as you mentioned that we have an order book of 30 odd crores, and if I'm not wrong, the stone in the acquisition which you are going to make, that is also related to braking system. So where does the braking system is used in both passenger and freight wagons, right? And who are the competitors we have? What is the total addressable market? So do we supply to all the, to both Indian Railways and the makers of these metro coaches and Vande Bharat trains, etc.?
So, for brake systems.
So your voice is not clear.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, better.
Yeah, so today the total market for brake systems is roughly at about 3,000 odd crores, you can say about 80% of the market is catering to Indian Railways only, and the market today is mainly dominated by two players. One is Knorr Bremse, it's a German company, and then there is a company called Fevly Webtech, which is a French American company. So they are the one.
So we lost you.
We are going to bring to the Indian Railways as well as the Vande Bharat business. We are currently not focusing on the metro business because that's a very small. First, you want to
Hello. So you, we lost you.
Oh, okay. So I will repeat myself again. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, better.
So what I was trying to tell you is that the market in India is for about, on the brake side is right now at about 3,000 odd crores, which is dominated by two players, mainly Knorr Bremse, which is a German company, and then there is a company called Fevly Webtech, which is a French-American company. So they are the ones who are dominating, and 80% of today, if you look at the Indian market, is catering to the Indian Railway requirement. The metro segment is a very small segment right now in India. So initially our focus is on the railway segment, where we are going to be catering to the freight business, the passenger coach business, as well as the Vande Bharat business. Right now, we are not looking at the metro business. Once we consolidate ourselves in the railway business, then maybe we will start looking at the metro business.
So, as I understand, both these are, the braking system is an imported item. Am I right?
No, it is not an imported item. They are manufactured in India locally also. But yes, some components are also imported.
And each wagon or a coach requires separate braking system. So as the number of wagons are procured or number of coaches procured by Indian Railway, the number increases, the demand for braking system will also increase.
You are definitely correct, because that is why we are anticipating that the market is going to expand further. If you look at the Vande Bharat, which is a very new question, so as and when the fleet of Vande Bharat increases and the private sector starts manufacturing Vande Bharat, so you will find a substantial increase in the size of the brake system business. And also, as the wagon demand picks up, you will see an incremental increase there.
Sure. And sir, roughly, what is the content, in value terms, what would be the ticket size for the whole braking system of a train?
So when it comes to, on a wagon, it's roughly anything between 2 to 3 lakhs, depending upon the wagon type. When it comes to LHB coaches, it's roughly between 20 to 25 lakhs is the cost of a braking system. And when it comes to Vande Bharat, it is approximately around 60 odd lakhs.
Okay. Sure, sir. And going forward with acquisition of Stone India, so what would be our capacity or what would be the potential revenues which we can garner as and when we ramp up the facility, including our capacity and Stone India capacity?
So as I'm in the next 2 to 3 years, we are looking to this business. We see a potential of at least 1,000 odd crores. But beyond that, right now for me to predict in terms of revenues and all that, it is very difficult. But as and how the businesses start ramping up, I will in future quarters, I can give you better guidance on the same.
So 1,000 crores per annum, right?
Per annum, yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Mr. Jay Naik, individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for the excellent set of numbers, sir. Sir, I have got a couple of questions. While you have provided ample information on your brakes and wagon business, would appreciate if you could throw more light on your other businesses, that is container business and commercial vehicle load body business and maybe the buildable crossing business. How we are trying to scale these businesses up, how demand is looking, and how we are ensuring the proper focus and management bandwidth to manage this non-brake and non-wagon business.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So on the container business, this year we expect to generate a revenue of close to about 100 odd crores. And our focus is, again, there also it's on, rather than to make standard containers, the focus is on specialized containers. So now we are adding a lot of, GE is one of our marquee clients. Now we are adding clients like Schneider and other global clients. And these are now containers which were earlier not manufactured in India, which now we have started manufacturing in India for these companies. So the whole idea is that to focus on specialized containers. And that's how to expand the business. And on the commercial vehicle business, again, SEPCO has been traditionally very strong in that business. And we have a sizable infrastructure there. And if you look at both Tata Motors and Eicher, we are one of their biggest suppliers. So as the commercial vehicle market keeps on growing, we expect our revenues to increase from that segment. But as I've told earlier also that the segment will continue to, the EBITDA margins would continue to remain around 8 to 10% kind of margins because the volumes will go up, but given the nature of the segment, the margins will continue to remain the same.
Okay, so 8 to 10% you are saying margin profile for both container and
not for containers, for the commercial vehicle business. For containers, since we are making specialized containers, the margins are much better.
Good. Thank you, sir. And sir, in long term, mid to long term, since probably there may not be quite appreciable synergies between wagon brake business and the commercial and the commercial vehicle and container business, would we think of hiving them off, demerging them off at later point in future? Is there anything which you can throw light on? Because probably it would.
So, no, right now related to fabrication.
Not audible, sir.
Please, there is.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. We lost your audio in between.
Okay, so I'll just repeat my answer. See, I would not agree with the statement that these are different, completely different businesses, because at the end of the day, they are all related to fabrication. So, immediately there is no such thought process in terms of hiving out these businesses into separate entities.
Okay, got it, sir. And if you could throw some lights on your new product initiatives, new programs on the passenger coach business, say Vande Bharat, or metro, new products that you may be developing and are in pipeline.
Okay. So as I have told you, we have no, right now there is no intention on the company to get into manufacturing of Vande Bharat coaches. How our whole idea is to focus on the brake systems for Vande Bharat as well as for passenger coaches. And on the metro side, as I've already mentioned, that we have a tie-up with CAF, and CAF has is bidding for a lot of metro tenders in India. So as and when they win a metro bid, then we will set up that business.
Okay, got it. Sir, one last question. The recent news article came about the forged wheel manufacturing plant government putting on the block, RINL plant. So do we have any plan to further backward integrate our wagon manufacturing by taking over or acquiring this forged wheel plant, or any foray into the forged wheel plant business?
Okay. So I'm not aware of, any disinvestment by the government, but definitely if any kind of disinvestment comes in, we will definitely look at that opportunity. So it is something which we explore. Visibility.
Sir, we lost you again in between.
Okay. So what I was saying is that I am not aware of any such disinvestment by the government. But as and when a disinvestment happens by the government, we will definitely look into it. And that is when I think I can give you better guidance. But right now, I'm not aware of any such disinvestment.
Thank you so much, sir, for all the answers.
Yeah. So I will take one more question. So this would be the... this is the final question, if you can...
All right, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Pratik Rathi from Capital Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, Mr. Lohia. Am I audible?
You're audible.
So I have a couple of questions. Like, I just wanted to understand, how many plants do you have in West Bengal?
We have one facility in West Bengal. As and when we acquire Stone India, that will be our second facility.
And after you acquire Stone India, what would be the contribution from these plants to your revenue? Okay, so leave Stone India.
We had acquired that company.
Mr. Lohia, I'm losing you in between. Hello?
So,
lost you in between.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to say is Stone India we have not yet acquired, so it's a very difficult question for me to answer in terms of what will be...
Keeping in mind Stone India, not including that. So as of today, how much is the West Bengal plant contributing to the revenue?
Okay, so today if you look at a wagon mix, about 60% of a wagon is produced in a West Bengal facility. And about 40% of our wagon is produced in our MP facility, Madhya Pradesh facility.
So the blended contribution to revenue, the percentage total if you are making?
Again, I don't have those numbers, so I would not like to...
Can it be expected, like 50%? Can it be
Yes, I can. You could say that it could be 50%.
And just from, getting an understanding, like, do you face any issues from operating out of West Bengal? Because, you know, we have had the history wherein West Bengal didn't allow the Tata plant to operate well. So what kind of, efficiency and, is it a good long-term, operational efficiency that can kick from West Bengal?
I understand, but we don't face any challenges out of that facility and we don't foresee any challenges also. So I cannot comment on the Tata business, but we have no complaints and we are very happy with our facilities there. And even from the workforce point of view, I think it is a very efficient operation which we run there.
Perfect. And on the commercial vehicle business, electric mobility, what's the mindset behind going into that kind of a business when your core business is in the line of wagon manufacturing and all of that?
Okay, so I would slightly differ. So as you are aware that we are also making load bodies for the commercial vehicles. So we have substantial infrastructure dedicated and we have about more than 20 years of experience in this segment. So that is where we thought that we could leverage our infrastructure and our experience much better. And then we saw a good opportunity in this segment, so we decided to enter that segment.
And how would you reach out to the customers in terms of, because it's already a very competitive market, isn't it? So,
honestly, if you look at the ELCV segment, right now there is no, in the four-wheeler segment especially, there is no product which is available in the market. So I would not say that it's a very competitive market. The most of the competition is in the IC engine segment. So we definitely see a huge opportunity in this segment.
All right. And in the previous answer, you said that to some other participant, the EBITDA in this area of business would be 8%.
No, I was talking about the traditional load body business which we are doing. It wasn't related to the ELCV business.
Okay, so ELCV business, what would be the EBITDA?
Again, it is right now, honestly, I will not be in a position to comment on that. So as and when...
Can you answer this? Would this crack our margins by any chance? Would we sustain on these margins or what would be the...
I don't see a reason why we cannot sustain on these margins.
Okay, so there is a sustainability to this margin, this quarter margin.
Yes, definitely. Okay. I also stated earlier that we don't see why we cannot sustain these margins.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Agarwal for closing comments.
To thank Mr. Vivek Lohia for giving us the opportunity to host the earnings call. Trust me, sir, we all learned a lot on Jupiter Wagons and your sector today. Thanks a lot once again.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Systematix Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.